It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, we want to move today to Psalm 150, where we're going to concentrate throughout the remainder of this month and the verses that are given to us here. The very first phrase, very first sentence is the most important because it lays out the statements that are following this because it wants you to focus upon the person of God. Notice this in verse 1 of Psalm 150, praise ye the Lord. Let's put it in word order. You praise Jehovah. Three words in the Hebrew language there. You praise and then Yahweh, Jehovah. It's very important that you know what Jehovah means because it means the self-existent one. Is there anyone here that is self-existent? No. We are completely and totally dependent upon God supplying air for us to breathe, that we have food to eat, that we be able to have. You have to have a whole list of things in place in order for you to exist. But God is not like that. He is the self-existent one, and He alone is worthy of your praise. You know, it's an amazing thing what we praise today. We praise just about anything and everything. We don't even have a standard today for praising. It's an amazing thing to watch. Analogy of sports, we just finished up the soccer season yesterday. And there was one team, bless their hearts, that did not win a game the entire season. They finished up yesterday with a final loss. And I was so hoping that they would be able to do that. And one of the dads, after the game, I was standing over there by the field, and he was over at I-5, you did awesome! You did awesome. Now, I'd watch this little kid play. And he stood over there and he was doing this. Have you ever seen kids get where they do that spin maneuver? All right. He had dug his toe down in the dirt and that's what he was doing in his spot, spinning around. They scored 4 times past him because he was spinning. You did awesome! Now, maybe that was the best he could do. I don't know. But awesome I would not put with that. All right. We praise today anything and everything, but you know what? This is telling us that the self-existent one is the standard of praise. He is worthy because He doesn't need anybody else. You and I need Him. Every day, you and I need Him. Every moment of the day, you and I need Him. We are not self-existent. But He doesn't need anyone. He is completely independent. He is all-powerful. He is all-knowing. And He doesn't need you. Boy, how that goes against religion today. Let me say this as we conclude our thoughts here. The moment you come to realize that God doesn't need you is the moment that you realize that you need Him. Some people get to the place that they think that God just can't do without me. How is He going to do without me? You think about all the great men of the past. They're all dead. They're all gone. And the earth continues on. Why? Because God continues on. Now, would we long to have some of those great statesmen today? I sure do. We don't have any of them. But I know this, they're gone. And we still have God. He's the self-existent one. And He this morning is worthy of your praise. Now, what is He going to get today from you? That's the question. And what is He going to get for Him tomorrow from you? Is He worthy of your thoughts every day of the week, or is He only worthy on Sunday? Oh, I'll do that on Sunday morning. Rest of the week's mine. I got it. I'm going to do my thing. I got this plan. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go do it. And no thought of God. And then Sunday comes along. We're going to think about God today. That's not how it works. He's the self-existent one and He deserves your praise every day. And as we're going to see throughout this psalm here, in every way, He deserves our praise. May God help you and help me today that as we open our hymn books, that there be a conscious thought about who I'm singing to. That I'm not just looking at words going by, music going by, notes going by, but I'm thinking about the self-existent one that's worthy of my attention right now and every day. That's a different thought than most people have about God. May God help us to praise the Lord this morning.